she just wanted one decision to be her own. When Gail chose to have their fake deaths be suicides, she didn't have any say in the matter. Leaving Luke behind meant leaving him with the belief that she didn't love him enough to live for him. He spent almost a year believing she gave up on herself, gave up on them. If only he could have known that he was everything. Jillian zipped her suitcase and hauled it toward the front door. Feeling a rush of anger, she turned. I'm not coming back after the funeral. I need some time alone to figure out if I can forgive you, because right now, what you did feels unforgivable. Don't call me because I won't answer. She tossed her phone on the table. Jackson stared at it, overwhelmed with defeat. They'd been through the unimaginable and survived the unsurvivable. But what he did broke a bond that should have been unbreakable. The texts? She shook her head. They can come for me, and we'll see who meets their maker first. The plane headed to Portland, but Africa was her first choice. Africa, the middle of China, Antarctica, or anywhere that qualified as the farthest possible distance from AJ's dead body. Jackson's messed up intentions and the painful memories of Luke. Exiting the secured area of the airport, she homed in on a large sign with her name on it, held by a middle-aged woman wearing a black pantsuit and dark red hair pulled tightly into a bun. Jillian paused a few seconds as the anxious people behind her brushed past, with a few shoulder bumps and bags jolting the one slung over her shoulder. The woman's eyes surveyed the oncoming storm of people, not stopping on Jillian with any sort of recognition. The uncertainty of how AJ's family would welcome the woman who stole their son's last days felt like a brick resting on her heart until that point. One of them had arranged to have her picked up at the airport, and just like that, her heavy heart lightened a bit. I'm Jillian Knight. She forced a small smile for the lady. The smile felt foreign to her lips. She couldn't remember the last time she'd truly smiled. A pleasure, Miss Knight. Do you have any checked bags? Jillian shook her head. Very well. If you'd like to follow me, I have a car waiting for us. Jillian followed her to the exit like a zombie, having not slept more than a few hours each night since she and AJ arrived back in Omaha. It had begun to take its toll on her body and mind. I'll put your bag in the back. Jillian forced another smile as the woman held open the door to a white SUV with tinted windows. After relinquishing the bag, she climbed into the back seat and sighed, feeling her whole body deflate. In 24 hours, she would be on a plane to someplace far away from the men who all claimed a piece of her heart, a shred of her humanity, and had a hand in her feeling of utter ruin. The driver opened the back hatch. Jillian's bag landed with a thunk. Traffic is not too bad today. We should be at our destination before too long, Miss Knight. Jillian barely registered the voice behind her until it was an icy whisper in her ear. Or do you prefer Miss Day? A needle plunged into Jillian's neck 2 seconds before everything went black.